station. Give me that call again. Hey, there you are. Well, good evening, sir. Sorry, I don't have my notepad handy here. I was trying to do some adjusting on the fly here. Good evening. Hey, stand by, sir, and I will be right back to you. K8JY, you copy?
I hear you on an SDR there, Jesse.
Okay, what's going on? Is the band that bad to you?
I hear nothing. I've called probably 10 times, and I hear nothing.
Okay, stand by. I had complications, so stand by. Hey, Bob, let me take a quick standby. I gotta go get my notepad, and I'll be right back.
Roger, roger.
Okay, Bob, I'm back with my notepad.
I think you're off frequency.
Yeah, I'll figure it out here in a minute, Bob. But good evening, Clint. Well, not too bad. I copied you and Bob fairly okay. You're not down in the village like I normally would hear you.
Okay, well, good. You're the only one. I think I heard another station in there, but I couldn't hear Robert earlier. But now I can.
Hey, roger, roger. Well, I will pass it on to Mr. Bob that you're on frequency, and we'll get you on the list. I'm waiting for my afterburners to kick in here. Well, we'll see if there's something going on. Clint, stand by and let me see who else is out there, and I'll see if we can get something going here. Hey, Clint, KC8 Echo Hotel Romeo out of Michigan. Thanks for being here, Clint. I'll be back to you. K8JY, good evening, sir. You're only copying me on the SDR?
I am now copying you on the radio, so I have myself down, and I have Laura down, and I have Mr. Clint down. That's all I've got so far, and I got to put you down as number 4.
Okay, roger, roger. Well, I was just trying to figure out what was going on with the band. It kind of felt like it dropped out and came back, but I was having another hardline problem. That new connector I put on must still be grounding out.
Well, you're sounding good into my radio, or I should say you're sounding fair into my radio. But you're the only person I've heard on my wire. Clint, I only hear him on the SDR out of Massachusetts.
Okay, Okay, well, let me see if this don't help a little bit there, Bob. K8JOY in the Saturday Night Liberty Net. This is KG4ZXC. I'll copy now.
Again, I hear you on the radio. You're definitely not what you should be doing, but I do hear you.
Well, the band is definitely screwy then tonight because I'm doing what I normally would be doing, but it must be band conditions.
At about 8:30 down on 3919, the bottom just fell out. There was nothing could be heard. And I didn't want to go to an SDR because I need to only get so many hours on the SDR, so I was saving my time.
Yeah, roger, roger. Well, I hate that. Well, look, you want me to throw out a relay and see who I can pick up?
Let me do the opening and we'll see who else we can find, all right?
All right, Bob, no problem. I'll be standing by. This is Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-Ray Charlie, back to K8JOY.
Good evening to participants on the 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe it's the longest running and only current events discussion net on amateur radio now, and since the year of 1974, founded by the late Victor W1WCR. This is the area net, the gold standard. Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the real Liberty Net. Are very, very, very poor, but we're going to give it a shot. I'm going to start off with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. With that being said, I'm just going to quick open the door. This is interesting comment. We all know that Kyle... I can't think of the young man's name. Rittenhouse was found not guilty. This is from the mayor-elect from Cleveland, Ohio. Today's verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial shows there are two criminal justice systems in our country. We won't have equal justice under the law as long as the double standard continues. My heart goes out to the families who lost their loved ones in Kenosha that night. Now remember, the one man hit him with a skateboard in the head and he shot him. The other man was wrestling the gun, trying to get the gun away from him to kill Kyle, and he got shot. And the third man pointed a handgun at Kyle's face and he got shot. Now, I don't know what he means by two justice systems, but there's another jackass mayor-elect, a Democrat in the city of Cleveland, that thinks that, you know, there's two justice systems. Unfortunately, it was a white man that shot three white men. I don't know how they can turn this into race, but they do. Back to you, Jesse.
Hey, well, very good, Bob, and I hope the band's holding up there. But, I'm glad that they finally came to a verdict without being intimidated, because all the threats, emails, and the provocative information going out to the jurors, I am shocked that they're not prosecuting these people for threatening jurors at this point, because they've been threatened this whole entire court case, but I am grateful Rittenhouse has made it clear, and I'm very glad that everything is working out for them. So back to you, Bob, K8JOY, the KG4ZXC.
All righty, well, let me see if we can find anybody else. Let me tap on my computer here. CQ, this is KJY for the Saturday Night Liberty Net. Nothing heard, so let me say hi to Miss Laura and Mr. Martin, because they're listening on an SDR in, I think, Canada. And with that being said, let me go to Mr. Clint. I only can hear him on the SDR. So, Mr. Clint, K-C-H-E-H-R-K-A-J-O-Y.
Hey, shots and then give it out. We want to wait 55 years before they are all fully released. So, with that said, they have just released their first set of documents, and Attorney Aaron Siri has obtained Pfizer documents from the FDA, showing in just the first 2.5 months following the emergency use authorization, Pfizer received 158,893 adverse effects, with 25,957 being, quote, nervous system disorders. As for the volume of reports in the 2.5 months following the EUA, Pfizer received a total of 42,086 reports containing 158,893 events. Most of these reports were from the U.S. and disproportionately involved women. And I posted this stuff on the window there, Bob, because I know the conditions are bad tonight, but anybody can take a look at that if they want to. But it's kind of sneaky. You want to wait 55 years to review and produce all this information for the people. You want to keep it quiet, so this people are soon trying to get it out to the public now, but Pfizer's asking for a 55-year hiatus, so no one knows the very work that they're up to. So, with that, I'll pass it back to you. Net Control, I think that's Robert. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Cliff,
good
moving on frequency, okay, sir?
All right, how's this any better?
Okay, I'm back on frequency right now. I had to move up to you a little bit, but you was readable.
Okay, I just moved down to you. Thank you.
All right, no problem. Back to you, Bob, K-A-J-O-Y. He's clear. Okay, well, I looked at what you were reading, and I even saved it, so that's pretty cool. Good old Pfizer. Yeah, I know this shot is safe. Just ask sleepy, sippy cup Joe. Stumbling, farting Joe. He knows this is safe. I would really like to know, and I know we will never know. I don't believe that him and Kamala actually got this Fauci algae. I'll bet they got placebo, but that's just my thought. With that being said, Mr. Jeff, I will pass it to you. KG4DX to the D, KAJOY.
Okay, yeah, very good, Bob. And yeah, this is KG4ZXC. Good evening, Mr. Marty and Miss Laura, into JTT and into IOJ. That's Net Manager and Miss Laura's wife. Thanks for monitoring tonight. And Bob, I'm hearing you limit Charlie. I don't know why the band's so whack, but it seems like if you got hear me on SDR, I don't know what's up, because you're coming in 25:30 over here. All right, well, anyway, let's see, Bob. I wanted to bring up an article tonight that I thought was very interesting, and I think everybody should hear it. You still copy me on SDR?
Well, now I'm copying you on the radio about 25 over S9.
Yeah, there's some strange activities going on. It must be the full moon this weekend. I don't know. Hey, well, very good, Bob. Thanks. Hey, this is KG4ZHC out of the Bertha Club, state of Pennsylvania. And this is the Saturday Night Liberty Net, guys. Well, I'm going to bring to the table something everybody needs to be aware of. If you ain't paying attention, you're not doing your job as American citizens. Well, and this is off of Big Three Politics, okay? And I want everybody to think about what's on their dang table this Thanksgiving when I read this article. Hey, the shares of Fake Meat Company crash 19% as public rejects bio-engineered slop. Did you hear that? Bio-engineered slop. Yep, I said that right, and I hope you heard it right. The share of the Fake Meat Company, beloved by global elites, crashed a dramatic 19% on Wednesday, this past Wednesday, of course. I didn't get to read this article because my antenna failure the other week, so I felt the need that this needs to be heard. Anyway, on Wednesday, that would have been a week ago, reeling from pitiful quarterly earnings reports and enduring resistance on the part of public to replacing meat from Western diets from bioengineered slop. Beyond Meat, yes, this is a company, Beyond Meat. Look into it. That's where all the vegans go get their meal. Well, anyway, Beyond Meat lost nearly $1 per share on Wednesday, reporting a third quarter net loss of $55 million. The company executives have consistently maintained that the Western public is ready to replace real meat with this synthetic bioengineered plant-based product. Yeah, okay, if you say so. And the medical experts question is potentially dangerous because they don't know what they're putting in this stuff. Anyway, executives also admitted they expect a BB of marketing problems, big league. I messed myself up. Anyway, the beefing marketing problem that lingering the company to continue scaring off shareholders as potential investors further. The globalist organization such as the World Economic Forum has sought to promote fake meat products for the purpose they claim are related to climate change. The world's wealthiest and most powerful individuals have routinely listened to speeches promoting fake meat at these Davos globalist conferences. Oh, mercy. Anyway, after flying into Switzerland aboard carbon-emitted private aircraft, corrupt oligarch Bill Gates is a major investor in Beyond Meat. You heard that, guys. Bill Gates is Beyond Meat. Let me take a pause. KP4 is actually. Alright, well anyway, Bill Gates is the major shareholder of Beyond Meat, aligning with statements on the part of the mega billionaires attacking meat and Western diet he made for years. Mr. Gates has demanded that the Western world replace real meat with their slop, establishing himself as the single largest owner of farmland in the United States. Gates dominated domination of arable land. He intends to prevent cattle grazing on it and could significantly raise the prices of meat, establishing the staple food as luxury reserved only for the wealthy elites of society, such as himself. So anyway, plant-based is replaced where it intended as a plan B to the globalist elites, performed preference to meat, alternatives and mainstream media promoting this product after the public roundly rejects the notion of eating insects with Beyond Meat failing, the corporate media may resort to promoting a locust-based, mealworm-based diet once again. So, you know, I've been talking to you guys for a long time, and maybe y'all need to look at the old movie, Soylent Green. Yes, Soylent Green. It is a movie. You need to watch it. Because this, if you ever bought hamburger within the last month or 6 months, you'll notice that you get more water and slop than you do hamburger. So pay attention, America. See what we've been, what they're trying to force down our throats now. If it ain't poisonous dang vaccines, it's poisonous meat that we gain no ground on. All right, I'll leave it with that, Bob. Have a good, I hope everybody's having a good night, and I'll catch you next round if it comes up sooner. This is KG4ZXC, back to Net Control and the Saturday Night Liberty Net.
All righty, Mr. Jesse, thank you. KG4ZXC, and you were pretty good through that. So let me see. I heard Mr. Moe when I was trying to hear anything, and he was the only person I could hear at the time on my headphones. KD0RSA, Mr. Moe out in Nebraska, KAAJOY.
KAAJOY, KD0RSA. Well, it looks like the pilots that won't take the shot are still on vacation and on unpaid vacation. So that's in the paper here. Bunch of mess that they brought in, and they found it in New York, so that's no news, but it's in the paper that they found a bunch in New York, and that's about the size of it for me right now. Beijing is seeking to whitewash organ transplant abuse. Experts are saying here, so they're trying to say that they aren't just killing people for their organs, but that's what they're doing. KD0SA, I'll turn it back to you, Bob. Over.
Alrighty, Mr. Moe. Well, I'm going to read the article when it's my turn about the United Airlines pilots, so thank you for bringing that up. Out of the Epic Times, KD0RSA. Let me see if I've got somebody else in the wings before I go to the top. This is KJOY for the marginal band condition, Saturday Night Liberty Net. Nothing heard, so let me go to the top of the list where Mr. Moe was talking. Grounded by United, married pilots feel betrayed over vaccine mandate. Diversity, equity, inclusion. This has been the mantra of United Airlines. United pilots Stephanie and Kyle Atterbury thought the company meant it. United has been great to us, Kyle told the Epic Times. He recalls receiving blankets from the company as gifts when each of their six children were born. Our expectations were United would honor our faith. Kyle and his wife Stephanie live in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Hey, good old Pennsylvania, Jesse. Their jobs flying Boeing 767 and 757 aircraft routinely took them around the world until October 1st, the last day United allowed them to fly aircraft. A couple isn't getting the COVID-19 vaccine. They're among the 2,009 employees who requested reasonable accommodations due to medical or religious exemptions from the vaccine mandate. As an accommodation, United placed them on unpaid leave indefinitely. The 2,000 employees are part of the Airline Employees Fourth Health Freedom, a group legally challenging the move. Quote, they've already shown us what a reasonable accommodation looks like because we've been doing it for a year and a half, Kyle said. While President Sleepy Sloppy Tippy Toe Joe announced in September mandating vaccines for certain workers, United has already signaled in May that it was moving to a mandated vaccine program. In May, the company sent employees a letter with an incentive offer. Paid for 13 hours of flight time, amounting to $2,600 for those who got vaccinated. Isn't this amazing? We're bribing people to get the Fauci ouchie. Now that makes me concerned when you got to bribe the world. There was a penalty. Those who did get that shot for the Fauci ouchie would be able to fly to as many international destinations, meaning less work available for the unvaccinated. The list of countries grew until Germany was the only international place where the Atterburys could fly. Now they're both on unpaid leave. I feel betrayed by the airlines and says it is about to love and respect it, yet here we are being sidelined and seeing each other airline accommodating their employees. It's frustrating, Kyle says. The stress of working through the situation has loomed over them for months. It's like a decay on the bones, like the shankless in my soul, Stephanie told Epic Times. But that has gone away as the Lord has provided an amazing sense of peace for us. So I'm not going to, there's more of the article, but Mo brought it up, and it's a great thing. Again, United Airlines is messing around with everybody's health, and they want to pay you to take the Fauci ouchie, just like this OSHA thing. But the court has ruled, the Fifth District Court of Appeals has ruled against OSHA, where the Fauci ouchie was mandated, and said the government is out of bounds. So that 100 employees or greater is ain't happening right now. So with that being said, let me tap my computer. Let me say hi to Laura and Marty, and go back to Mr. Flynn, KDHR-KHLY.
All right there, Robert, thank you very much. Yeah, I hear you just fine on the SDR, but I can't hear you all at all on my rig. But thank you very much. Another thing I got too, I just posted this a little bit ago on the window, and I've heard this before, I can't remember where I heard it from, another source. It was yesterday or today, but this one here is from LibertyOneNews.com. Breaking: GOP moves to decertify 2020 election. Trump goes all in. President Trump congratulated State Representative Tim Ramson, representative from Wisconsin, for putting forth a resolution to decertify the 2020 election results. Trump wrote, quote, "Congratulations to Tim Ramson, State Representative of Wisconsin, for putting forth a powerful and very popular, because it's true, the resolution to decertify the 2020 presidential election based on the recently found absolute proof of large-scale voter fraud that took place. Ramson's resolution calls for a, quote, full forensic physical and cyber audit, end quote, to be conducted in the state of Wisconsin. The controlling body of elections in Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Election Commission, actually ordered people, and get this, they ordered people to break the law, and they should be immediately disbanded. The Legislative Audit Bureau found that over 44 voters did not present identification. That is required by state law. The Wisconsin Election Commission intentionally directed all 72 county clerks to break state statutes on ballot harvesting in nursing homes, generating over 70,000 votes. Between the WEC's violation of state laws and the audit report, all Republicans should join in decertifying the election and doing a statewide audit. The number of possible illicit votes involved is way above the margin separating Trump and Biden. So, it's not a good issue. We're still pushing. It's unfortunate it's taking this long, but I'm hoping something actually happens. Back to you, Robert, KCADHR.
All righty, Mr. Flynn, thank you. I heard you well on the SDR and not a word on the headphones. Kind of weird. All righty, let me go to Mr. Jesse again, KG4DX Tennessee.
Okay, very good, Bob. And the Saturday Night Liberty Net. This is KG4ZX NSC.
out at the Voter Fraud State of Pennsylvania, once again coming to you live from Grand Central, Pennsylvania. I'll tell you what, Bob, it's been a crazy week for information, and I've got another story I was going to bring up here, but I just wanted to say that these people are out of their cotton picking mind in every way and every aspect. But what really gets my goat is the fact that we need action. We need people to quit worrying about these pity any problems and start taking on the action that we need to make this country, get this country back in shape. We need action. We need people to get out there and run for these offices and make sure these politicians just stay out of office, period. We need to just outwork them in every aspect and show them what we the people can do. Well, anyway, before I forget, I want to go ahead and read this one article off of Gateway Pundit also. And this goes into the Biden regime, okay? The Biden regime ignores court again and tells businesses to move forward with the vaccination mandate. If this ain't a tyranny, I don't know what is. Biden's gang has no regard for the rule of law. We saw this in 2020 election, and we've seen it even since. Yesterday, the Biden regime told companies to keep pushing vaccine mandates despite federal court rulings that they're unconstitutional. Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? It is unconstitutional. Well, anyway, for the second time in a month, the White House on Thursday urged large businesses to move forward with their coronavirus jab vaccine poison mandate for their workforce despite court challenges to the Biden administration vaccine or test requirements to private companies. Our message to businesses right now is to move forward with these measures that will make their workplace safer and protect their workforce from the COVID-19. White House Press Secretary P. Psaki told reporters during a briefing that was our message after the first stay issued by the Fifth Circuit Court. That remains our message and nothing has changed. So, P. Psaki comments came after the Occupational Safety and the Health Administration of OSHA and said it would suspend enforcement of the COVID vaccine mandate for businesses after a federal appeals court reaffirmed its decision to suspend the mandate. This isn't the first time Creepy Joe administration has ignored a court order. Earlier this month, Fox News reported how the Biden gang was ignoring the court order then on their unconstitutional back mandate. So Fox News is actually covering it for a change. After a Gulf Coastal... Let me lock this mic real quick. KG4 ZXC taking a quick break. I had to pause for the call there. My fingers get tired. Anyway, after the Gulf Coast Federal Appeals Court ruled in temporary halt of the executive order, President Creepy... he ain't president, guys. They keep putting that name in front of him. He is not a president. He is a self-installed, elected, installed government official. Anyway, Creepy Joe, that instructs OSHA to mandate most employers abide by a vaccine mandate and have their workers face termination. A White House spokeswoman urged businesses to essentially ignore the court and proceed with mandating their employees elect to the injection. On Tucker Carlson, Fox News, senior political analyst Ben Hume warned the administration is playing with political dynamite by pressing the issue. Whom was responding to comments made by the White House Deputy Press Secretary, Terry Jean Pierre, who told reporters that people should not wait. They should continue to move forward and make sure they're getting their poison in the workplace vaccination. So there is no law that matters with the Crazy Joe Biden regime. Just do as you're told. So I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we're facing some big problems here in this country, and if you ain't on top of the game right now, you're definitely not American, because I'm going to just say that. This is crazy, and everybody needs to be aware of this. And I know I'm preaching to the choir out here, to the Liberty Netters, but, you know, there's a lot of people that tune in that just still do not get it. Well, anyway, switching the page just a little bit there, Bob, I just wanted to bring this enough. This is a little short article. KG4ZXC. Alright, Jesse Jackson leads Chicago march against Rittenhouse verdict. Protest chants for communist revolution. Jesse Jackson led the march, a rally on Saturday against the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict. A jury of his peers found Rittenhouse not guilty on Friday of all charges. So, let's see, Jesse Jackson led the chant of "No More Vigilant Justice" during the rally. Of course, Jesse Jackson is leading a rally in support of vigilante justice, and he knows it. The protesters start chanting for communism revolution, and there it is, ladies and gentlemen. They're chanting for communist revolution. So, Moe and everybody else out here is telling you, keep your powder dry, keep your friends close and your enemy closer, because right now, I'm just waiting for the UN to come in and try to start enforcing this mandate crap on every one of us. Hey, this is KG4 Zebra, X-Ray Anna Charlie out of the Verdecross state of Pennsylvania. Back to the Saturday Night Liberty Net. And Mr. Bob, thanks for running the net tonight. This is KG4ZXC back to KHJOY.
Thank you, Jesse. Well, one thing's for certain, the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict is basically self-defense. That young man got himself into something that he really didn't expect. He was young, he was naive, and apparently he felt that going there and being there, he could protect property. As we see, the BLMs and the Antifas were not going to allow it. The police weren't even getting involved. And they've lied and lied and lied. They say that he crossed state lines with an illegal weapon. That's a lie. He went to Kenosha and got the weapon from a friend. It's not an illegal weapon. Let's see. They called him a vigilante. It was self-defense. Again, the one guy that was wounded testified that he pointed his handgun right at Kyle's face. That's self-defense. The first person hit him in the head with a skateboard. That's serious physical harm. Again, they upheld the Second Amendment. It wasn't a vigilante. I love how they call it racist. There were three dirtbag white boys, and unfortunately, this now 18-year-old young man was put in a position to defend himself. Now, if it had been three white boys beating on a black boy, and he shot him, that would have been okay. That would have been justice. That would have been proper. I put the white man in the grave. But, of course, we've got to do this narrative. That's just amazing. And I think Mr. Clint has something about that protesters chant for communists. So I'm going to pass it down. Wait a minute. Let's see. I had Jesse. Mr. Clint already went. I got to go to Mr. Moe. Mr. Moe, KD0RSA. What you got besides the airplane one, which I read? Thank you, thank you, thank you. KHJY.
AD0RS, hey, well, you faded out there on the left. I didn't catch what you said. But anyway, why, it's great to get on the net. And I'm sitting here enjoying it very much. And it's good that Wright House got the Second Amendment. And they're going to try and say the judge did something or other against the court or whatever. And the judge was just telling the others that they couldn't lie about it. So that was a great blessing there, that they couldn't start lying about it to the jurors. Katie's
here
on
the thing,
back to that over.
All righty, Mr. Moe. Let me try for anybody else waiting in the wings. This is KJY for the Saturday Night Liberty Net. Well, Mr. Moe brought up another topic, and I've got some other information on it from Newsmax. In the Epic Times, it talks about sharp rise in fentanyl and meth seizures at the border. So, per Newsmax, the U.S. drug overdose deaths between April of 2020 and April of 2021 has exceeded 100,000 deaths. It's approximately 275 deaths per day from overdoses. That is a 28.5% increase from a year prior. So 2020 to 2021, it is 28.5% higher than 2019 to 2020. So this overdose is a real problem. And then I gotta, again, this Kyle Rittenhouse is such a popular thing. Yahoo News, yahoo! Opinion, the Rittenhouse privilege has set a precedent that permits individuals to claim self-defense in the most outrageous of cases. This is from Yahoo News. I don't think it was outrageous. He got hit in the head with a skateboard and a gun pointed at him. This article continues. Kyle Rittenhouse being found not guilty on all counts after more than 24 hours of deliberations can be summed up with one simple phrase: white privilege. God dang, he killed the white, other white. I don't know why they keep on trying to keep this narrative going. But again, this narrative keeps separating us Americans. It's an all too familiar theme we witnessed when white defendants, where'd you go? When white defendants are on trial for killing us. Now again, let me read that. Yahoo News is calling this white privilege. It's all too familiar theme we witnessed when white defendants are on trial for killing us. He killed two white men. I don't know why they're leading people to believe that they weren't white. Jesse Waters interviewed people in the Kenosha area, and a lot of them didn't even know that the two that are dead were white men. That's how much the fake news is screwed up. Let me continue the article real quick. The privilege that Rittenhouse displayed and benefited from, however, was clearly on another level. When privilege is raised in the legal arena, it is referring to communications between certain individuals that are protected. Communication between husband and wife, doctor, patient, and attorney, client privilege. Again, I don't get it. It was two white men. They were beating the crap out of him. One was a pedophile. He'd been convicted for boinking 10-year-olds. Kind of like somebody else on the amateur radio frequency, but I digress. And the other one was a domestic violence that was arrested and found guilty of attempting to strangle his female companion. So we're not talking nice people, but of course we're going to go down this white privilege. How bizarre. Mr. Clint, I'm back to you. You want to bring up the topic about the protesters asking for communism? KCHR, KJY.
Well, thank you, Rob. I found a link here, and I posted it on the window. Anybody can open it up. There's really not much there, but you can watch the video. There's no writing, no literature, but you can actually see the protesters marching down through Chicago. Actually, they're marching to promote communism. What a bunch of morons. Communism wouldn't allow them to have the free speech that they have right now, marching up and down the streets, right? But they want to march against our Constitution. They're big supporters in communism. You know, if they think it's so great, why don't they just move to China, where they can keep their mouth shut and live underneath the communism. Anyway, so I got that video. I posted on there. But another article I saw here, they are actually in Maricopa County. I saw this article 2 days ago, and I kept it up on my screen here just for tonight. It says, what's this? Top Maricopa County election officials hold an unannounced meeting at election and tabulation center. And they have photos. This is at the Gateway Pundit. The Gateway Pundit received screenshot images of top Arizona election officials holding an unannounced meeting at the Maricopa County Election and Tabulation Center. The photo that they show on here above shows Election Director Scott Jarrett speaking to the Maricopa County Recorder Stephen Richard, Elections Director Reynaldo Venezuela, and other elections officials speaking in the tabulation center on Tuesday at 3:12 p.m. In the next video, they say Jarrett and Venezuela can be identified more clearly below. Crooked Secretary of State Katie Hobbs also appears to be pictured in a red sweater. The next video after that, the next video, photo below appears to show Maricopa County Board Chairman Jack Sellers wearing a gray coat to the right of a possible Secretary of State Katie Hobbs wearing a maroon sweater. Reynaldo Venezuela and Scott Jarrett also appear in the photo on the right. They got a lot of photos on here. It's a really good link if everybody wants to look at it. It's unclear what they're examining. They've got some on the table. You're looking at the video here, the photo, and there's someone's examining something. I'm not sure what it is. There's a lady that's got a phone out that maybe she's taking pictures or recording. It says here one woman in the photo appears to be recording with her cell phone. Katie Hobbs, Stephen Richard, Jack Sellers, Reynaldo Venezuela, pardon me, and Scott Jarrett appear to be photographed at the MCTEC on November 16th at about 2:30 p.m. And then they got an actual picture of Katie Hobbs, an actual picture of her, and then another one is a picture of a lady who appears to be her there at this meeting. It is unclear what was taking place. Now listen to this. It's unclear what was taking place during this meeting and who the others were. They are scrambling to find out what needs to be deleted. It's a question. Are they doing that? The Gateway Pundit called the MCTEC for information about this meeting, but the receptionist had no clue that a meeting took place or what transpired. No public notices appear to have been made about this meeting. No social media posts appear to have been made. Why did the election officials hold this mysterious meeting, and what are they planning? Was this meeting a violation of open meeting laws that were intended to prevent secret decisions from being made? What is Maricopa County doing in such secrecy? So maybe they know they're in heat. I don't know what they're up to, but it looks pretty stinky. I'm going to post that link. I think it may have. I'll double check to see if I have, but you guys can see the article that's in there and see the photographs. I have no idea what's going on, but I'm sure it's sneaky. They didn't even let anybody know about this meeting. So anyways, back to you, Robert. KC8EHR.
When people are working at the voting booths, they really shouldn't be allowed to have their phones. Those things should be made to be put on the airplane mode or leave them in your car. You don't need to be that connected during the running of the election booth, but apparently that's not important enough. All right, Mr. Clint, thank you. Mr. Jesse, hey, Jesse, KC4ZX on the Z. Did you know that Sippy Cup Joe had a colonoscopy last day or two, and they basically put a camera up his rectum, but they didn't find any intelligent material.
Well, of course, they're not going to find anything because this guy don't know his butt from a hole in the ground. I was going to mention something about Creepy Joe and his colonoscopy. I think he got another one when the Rittenhouse trial came about. What do you think?
Roger, roger. And Kamala Harris was president in charge for 85 minutes. And they tell me that they had to instruct her to quit answering her phone with, did he die?
Well, you know, that's typical. She wants to be in control so bad it ain't funny. And all she's doing is instigating more chaos in the White House. But anyway, hey, well, what do you expect for somebody who's never been elected?
That's right. She's gotten all of her forwardness on her knees with Willie Brown.
Yeah, big Willie Brown. That's right. Yeah, she made her debut that way for sure. Hi, Bob. Back over to you. Who's next anyway?
You are.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I got this. I got a couple stories here I want to dang elaborate on. But the first one, I want everybody to be aware of this one in particular. It's off of Town Hall News, okay? Everybody know that the Republicans took over Virginia in a red wave, right? Right, Bob?
Right, and I understand the Attorney General or the Lieutenant Governor is calling it the red wave.
Well, that is actually correct. But we have a problem with this red wave, okay, Bob? And I'm going to go into that story right now because I don't think it's being put out to anybody out here other than, you know, a few sources. So here it goes. Hi, this is KG4ZXC out of the Verde Frog State of Pennsylvania once again for the Saturday Night Liberty Net. Thanks, Bob. Out of Town Hall News, well, you know, we had a red wave, guys. Well, Town Hall News is saying sickening betrayal. You know, Youngkin that just took over in Virginia? Well, Youngkin's position on vaccine mandate in Virginia enrages conservatives. Virginia Governor-elect Glenn Youngkin is setting himself apart from other Republican governors who have taken a hardline stance against the vaccine mandate in their state. Instead, Youngkin, who is against vaccine mandates at the state level, said he will not block local governments from pushing their own vaccine 19 health care precautions, including the vaccine mandate. Luckily, they are going to have to make decisions to make the law work, and that is going to be up to individual decisions, but again, from the governor's office, you won't see mandates from me, Youngkin said in a recent interview, according to local media. While it's a reversal of ongoing government Ralph Norman's position to implement the vaccine or test mandate for state employees. It does not go as far as Texas Governor Abbott or Florida DeSantis. Both have issued executive orders barring local governments from being able to issue vaccine requirements. So Youngkin is screwing us over already in Virginia, guys. So, wow. Anyway, Youngkin has been supportive of vaccine, the China 19 vaccine jab, noting during a September debate that he is vaccinated and his family is as well. I don't believe him. These people are just taking false shots just to
make it look good. Anyway, it's the best way for people to keep themselves safe to be ignored. And I, in fact, have asked everyone in Virginia to please get a jab, but I think we should mandate it. So there he goes. He's mandating this. So this guy is already becoming a headache or a pain in the old number six just as quick as he got into office. So, hey, Virginia, can you say recall? I can't. Well, anyway, that's the one story I wanted to add right now, Bob, and I've got some more here for the future for another run or two. So thanks, Bob, for picking me up, and I hope every shortwave listener and radio operator out there is copying this tonight. So back to you, Bob. KAJOY and the Saturday Night Liberty Net. This is Kilo Golf 4 Zulu X-Ray Charlie. Back to you, sir.
All righty, Jesse, KG4ZX in the seat. You're now 30 over S9. So at about 8:30, when I was down the band, the carpet was pulled out from underneath it. And then when I started trying to get this going at 10 o'clock, there was nothing to be heard. But apparently, somewhere, the ionosphere gods are on our side. So, really bizarre. Mr. Moe, KD0RSA. Mr. Moe, I'm back to you, KHOY.
KD0RSA, well, thank you, Bob, for giving me another shout. There's, I forget the senator's name, but he says that we got to get this country back to going the right direction, because this all this Biden stuff and what have you is just totally ruining it, and shutting the pipelines down and everything. And so he's wanting to get the country back to going the right direction. I hope he gets it done. And again, there's a senator, I forget which state he's in, the one that's he's a Democrat and the head of the Democrat whatever leaders. He's going to retire in 22. That's what I hear. KD0RSA, back to that over.
It's a shame all the rhinos don't retire in 22. So thank you, Mr. Moe, KD0RSA. Well, since it's a short number of people, we'll go another round. Do I have anybody else for a late check-in? KAHAOY. Nothing heard. Let me read another article quickly out of the Epic Times. California Community College overrun with fake students. Huh, isn't that amazing? Fake students, that'd be like fake voting. In the wake of the transition to online training due to COVID-19 pandemic, California community colleges have become overrun with fake students and allegations of financial aid fraud. See what happens when you do everything online and by the mail? Kim Rich is a professor of the criminal justice and department chair of political science, administration of justice, economics, Chano studies of Los Angeles Pierce College in Woodland Hills, California. I gotta flip the page to page number 6. I gotta go here. I'm a little slow on the draw. Where's number 6? Number 6. Okay, so it says, continued from A1. 2008-2010, Rich worked as a professor on a part-time basis, governing full-time in 2010. When the COVID-19 pandemic hit in March of 2020, Rich was tasked as a distant educational specialist to help train facilities in transition to online classes. The new role gave Rich greater access to student enrollment information than other faculty members. I've always been very good at catching cheaters, Rich said, who has a law enforcement background, told the Epic Times. I have a knack for it. So after the pandemic hit and I was tasked to do different types of training, I started to teach each facility how to promote academic integrity, how to catch students who were cheating, and how to prevent it. According to Rich, many colleges use Canvas as an online web-based learning management system for institutional education and students to access and manage online courses, learning materials. In Canvas, students have the option to customize their avatar by uploading an image or simply leaving the default avatar. To remain active and a participant in online college courses, students must complete a variety of tasks, such as engaging in discussions with other students, completing uploaded assignments, and taking online quizzes. However, Rich soon realized that all the work being submitted by four students was clearly being completed by an individual who wasn't a student in the class. As I looked into it further, I realized that about one-third of my class, which had about 30 students, was actually fake students. In my opinion, it appears there are at least two different scams at play. One is where fake students are enrolling, then likely paying someone else to do the minimum amount of work to remain active in the class in order to qualify for the financial aid. The other scam appears to involve spoof or bot, where the person behind the scam is simply trying to register as many fake students or bots into the system as possible so they can get in, get the financial aid, and get out. Little work is being completed by the bot. So again, here we have online type of scamming, and that's the same problem we have with our voting, is the scamming. That is a problem. Alrighty, so that being said, let me go to Mr. Clint again. KTH-EHR-KAH-JOY.
Sorry about that pause there, Robert. I was actually reading an article here that apparently I have to subscribe to read the entire article, but I'll just read a little snippet from it, a little piece of it. Putin dispatches Russian vessels to shadow. Let me get rid of the echo there. Sorry about that. Putin dispatches Russian vessels to shadow U.S. warships during flare-up. U.S. ships transited Black Sea and heightened tensions as Moscow deployed forces near the Ukraine. And this is from, it looks like from the Wall Street Journal. Yeah, it's wallstreetjournal.com. And it says here, aboard a USS Porter, the Black Sea, as the USS Porter entered the final hours of a transit across the Black Sea last week, an announcement came over the ship's speaker system, pretending a potential threat. A Russian military helicopter was minutes away, set to join a Russian frigate and cruiser that had been shadowing the ship for days. And then the rest of the tech kind of fades out, so I read the whole story there, but I just actually just stumbled across that, so I just thought I'd bring that to everybody's attention, that tensions are getting high all over the place, guys, so ignore IOC. Jesse, I think you hit the nail on the head. You know, if this is what I feel now, right? The UN, I believe they're trying to get troops here. I heard that they've taken over, they're not taken over, but they are housed in our largest naval base out in Vermont, I believe. And it's a little peculiar. I read that a few months ago. And, I also read an article that in Canada, over there on the far west end, they have China forces actually over there doing drills, and they're bunkered down over there in Canada. So I wouldn't put it past that with all this stuff that's going on, there's going to be some form of war, and while we're busy off to war, we're probably going to get invaded here. That's my personal feeling. So keep your powder dry, right? Be ready. Another note, I saw here, just if you guys watch Carl Levin, or Mike Levin, I'm sorry, Hero Epidemiology Professor,
Dr. Harvey Risch says he would put a healthy, he would pull a healthy child out of public school and homeschool before he gave them this vaccine. Now, Professor Dr. Risch is the most academically cited American
alive today. You know the word I'm trying to say. It's a tongue twister for me. So,
I just can't emphasize it enough. I stay away from that shot, folks. I don't think it's safe. I think it's unhealthy. I think there's a... I think they're trying to line their pockets, but I also think they're trying to use that for other methods. So, they sound hokey, but I just don't trust them, guys. So, anyways, prepare for that one. Back to you, Robert. KCADHR.
It's interesting, Clint, you made a comment about that. I heard on Grant Stinchfield, one of the people that's in our administration feels that after the 2022 Olympics that Taiwan will be invaded by China. Over.
Well, let me tell you something, Robert. Okay, I'm a superintendent, I'm a union carpenter, and one of my apprentices on my job, he wanted to be a history teacher, and, you know, he's about 28 years old, and he is extremely knowledgeable about all kinds of things. I'm impressed with his brain, actually, as young as he is pretty wise about a lot of stuff going on globally, but he told me that something to do with the Chinese calendar by a certain date, they have to take over Taiwan. It has something to do with their belief that they will dominate the world, that they will rule the world, and in order for that to happen, they have to take over Taiwan. I have no idea why. I could probably get that information from him and bring it up at the next go-around. Actually, I won't be able to on Wednesday, but well, I might be able to. I'll do it on the IM. But anyways, I can get that information and dig into it and see, you know, pass it on to you guys. But China believes that by a certain date, which is coming up here shortly, they are supposed to take Taiwan by that date. Over.
Interesting. And it'll be amazing to see what America does, because we've basically vowed to take care of them. So, and I think we'll end up failing them, which is sad. All righty, Clint, thank you. KC8EHR, KHOI. Mr. Jesse, we are on round number 4. We have a small number of people. Should we finish up this round and maybe go one more?
Well, that's kind of really up to you, Bob. You want me to put out the relay and see if anybody else is out there?
Go ahead and see if I can pick up anybody else after Mr. Mo.
Okay, well, go ahead and do Mo, and then we'll put out a call.
All righty. Well, you're the next on the list, so I'm going to come to you, KG4ZX to the C. It is your turn.
Okay, then, no problem, Bob. Hi, good evening once again. This is Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-Ray Charlie, Jesse out of the Vertifraud State of Pennsylvania, coming to you again. Oh, by the way, Bob, I wanted to mention this before I forgot about this particular thing. They called the Attorney General in, I can't remember the county. It's Philadelphia. It's the county right beside Philadelphia where the AG and one of the election officials, one of the election board members for the East Election, well, I can't remember the acronym. I can't find the article, but they are also caught on video destroying evidence and wiping the computers, wiping the Dominion machines out before the 22-month period. So somebody got a video of them, and I thought that would be interesting for people to know. Voter fraud is alive and well in Pennsylvania, and I'm just waiting to see who's going to actually get something done about it. But anyway, let's move on to this before I forget, Bob. NRA fails to mention or congratulate Kyle Rittenhouse even after his acquittal. Let me pause real quick. How am I coming in, Bob?
Amazingly enough, it's now 30 over S9.
Okay, well, very good, because I know, let's see, Clint was getting a little noisy on the last go-around. No, you're still solid, so good to know, guys. But anyway, the National Rifle Association has declined to so much as mention Kyle Rittenhouse, failing to recognize or acknowledge the plea of a young man who has some identification, who had identified as carrying out one of the most horrific self-defense acts in history. Search for any mention of Rittenhouse even after the Illinois youth acquittal on the NRA Twitter feed comes up completely empty. The Virginia organization hasn't so much as mentioned or issued a press release supporting Rittenhouse during his 1.5 year ordeal, with other pro Second Amendment organizations such as the Gun Owners of America outflanking the NRA in an open and proud support of Kyle Rittenhouse. What is the point of activism and organization in support of the Second Amendment if its adherents will simply stand by quietly as prosecutors attempt to criminalize the actual use of it? Rogue prosecutors such as Thomas Finger are represented as the great of a threat to gun rights, as Democrats, politicians, Tom Finger, he's that dang lawyer that was prosecuting them. Anyway, there are many supporters of the Second Amendment who continue to identify with the NRA. The organization is known for effective work at the state legislature level at times, targeting the spearheading the removal of anti-Second Amendment politicians who betrayed their constitution with such gun grab activity. The NRA support of gun rights date back to the American Civil War, a pedigree many Johnny's come lately gun groups can't match up to. But the quiet dismissal of Kyle Rittenhouse's plight is a dereliction of duty. The NRA's core support can't simply ignore the NRA's leadership. Owes it to the millions of America who continue to support the organization's mission to stand up for more forcefully for those who unite their Second Amendment rights, even when it doesn't align with the conservative incorporation and a banal politician message. So some prominent supporters of gun rights activists have expressed discomfort with the internal conflict and allegations of self-enrichment surrounding the NRA, with longtime activists calling for seemingly internal CEO Wayne LaPierre to retire in order for new leadership to lead the organization. When Michigan rock singer Ted Nugent was running that place, you couldn't talk shit about NRA at that point, because he would put you in your place. And I don't think the NRA has ever had a better spokesperson and president as Ted Nugent. But anyway, that's what we're paying for. The NRA is doing absolutely nothing. So, America, we need to start getting out here and vetting who we're sending money to in every aspect of our lives, because it means more than ever, more now than any other time in our great history to in our lives to just continue and make sure that we continue the American tradition, because they will take it away from us if they let it. Anyway, that is my one article for now. If you want to bring back around again, Bob, that'll be okay. This is KG4ZXC back to Saturday Night Liberty Net, and back to KHJLY. So take it away, Bob.
All righty, Mr. Jesse. Well, why don't you give a shout out? I still have Mr. Moe, but give a shout out and see if we have any late check-ins.
Okay, not a problem. Hi, this is KG4ZXC and Mr. Bob, KHJLY, Net Control out of Ohio. We're taking pause here to see who else is out there. Anyone would like to join us tonight for the Saturday Night Liberty Net? Call out. N4ROQ. Mr. Larry, N4RO and a Q. Good evening, sir.
Good evening there. Good to hear you guys.
You're
sounding good.
Hey, appreciate it, Larry. We got you in there on the list, and I guess Bob will put you on the list, and we'll get down to you in a minute. So thanks for being there, Larry.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
And you also sounded good. So out of Tennessee, N4ROQ, Mr. Larry. All right, anyone else? Okay, I was not prepared to copy that. KD4 station out of Virginia. Give me that, the rest of your call.
It's
Hey, well, thank you there, Bradley, and we'll put you on the list, and yeah, I heard you short time, so we'll go ahead and get you on the list and jump over you from that point on. But hey, thanks for being here, Bradley. Good to have you aboard out of Virginia. Yeah, you said Bristol, so good deal. Hey, Bradley, thanks for being here. KE4 Whiskey Mike Lima. You copied that, Bob?
All righty, I did on the second time. Thank you. Let me jump down to Mr. Moe. Mr. Moe, KD0RSA. Back to you, KHJY.
KD0RSA, Moe out here in Nebraska again. Well, anyway, the guy a couple down ahead of me, he said there was troops up in, Chinese troops up in Canada, northern end of Canada. Well, I've heard the same thing. But the reason China wants to take over Taiwan is they make the best computer chips. Their computer chips are way better than anything that China can make. And so that's what they want Taiwan for, is to get into them good computer chips. That's about all I got to say, so I'll just sit here and listen. KD0RSA, back to Bob, over.
Thank you, Mo. That's a good piece of information about the computer chips. KD0RSA, KHOI. All righty, Mr. Larry, thank you for checking in. We've missed you, but we're going to do this round and then one more. So N4ROQ, KHJOY.
Okay, guys, this Biden's got back in. He's turned back the Trump-era water rule, you know, the EPA of Barack Obama was wanting to get into the puddles, the back puddles and everything on these farms and control them. Well, they turned back his water rule.
and they've got it again. They're getting into the farmers' little creeks, and they're getting into the where water's standing. They're going to try to tell everyone what to do and what they can do and what they can't do on their property here. So I read this about the Trump era water rule was long sought by builders, farmers, and others who complained about federal overreach. Biden has turned it back. It's Associated Press, USA Today. Comes from Washington that Biden administration took action Thursday to restore federal protections for hundreds of thousands of small streams, wetlands, and other waterways, undoing a Trump-era rule that was considered one of the administration's hallmark environmental rollbacks. An issue is a regulation sometimes referred to as Waters of the United States, or WOTUS, that defines the types of waterways qualifying for federal protection under the Clean Water Act. The regulation has long been a point of contention among environmental groups, farmers, home builders, lawmakers, and the courts. The announcement by the Environmental Protection Agency and the Army reinstates a rule in place before 2015 after the Biden administration arrives at its own, which is expected to be next year. The administration said in June that it plans to repeal the Trump-era water rule and issue new regulations defining which waterways are federally protected under the Clean Water Act. In August, a federal judge in Arizona threw out the Trump water rule and restored a 1986 standard. It was broader in scope than the Trump rule, but narrower than what was established by the Obama administration, which brought federal protection to nearly 60% of the nation's waterways. The Trump era rule was long sought by builders, oil and gas developers, farmers, and others who complained about the federal overreach of Obama administration restrictions that they said stretched into gullies, creeks, and ravines on farmland and other private property. They have frequently argued that broad protections for waterways make it difficult to do their work. The agency's action Thursday for formalized steps that have already been taken since the court order. Environmental groups and public health advocates say a strong federal rule is crucial to protect countless small streams, wetlands, and other waterways that are vulnerable to pollution from development, industry, and farms. The Trump-era rule results in an estimated 25% reduction in the number of streams and wetlands that are afforded federal protection, officials said. Now these socialist Democrats are wanting to get into everybody's mud puddles, little small streams, or just ponds, and thing, and tell everyone what to do with them and what they can and what they can't do with them. So watch for a bunch of problems, again, with these socialist Democrats. They want to regulate everything. Okay, here's an article regarding the first printing of the Constitution. I guess we'll go ahead and say that it sold for, guess what? How much money? Well, the answer is $43 million. It comes from USA Today, Associated Press, New York. A rare first printing of the U.S. Constitution sold on these in New York for $43.2 million, a record price for a document or book sold at auction. The anonymous winning bidder at Thursday night's sale outbid a group of 17,000 cryptocurrency enthusiasts from around the world who crowdfunded to buy it over the last week. The document offered for sale was one of 13 known copies of the first reading of the Constitution and one of the only two in private hands. So guys, be looking for those other copies. The printing of the Constitution was last sold in 1988 when real estate developer and collector S. Howard Goldman bought it at auction for $165,000. Proceeds from Thursday's sale would benefit a foundation established by Goldman's widow, Dorothy Tapper Goldman, to further the understanding of constitutional principles. The previous auction record for a book or manuscript was set in 1994 when Bill Gates purchased the Codex Leicester by Leonardo da Vinci at Christie's for $30.8 million. Now he's got money to burn, didn't he? So, that's unbelievable. Okay, let's see. I had another good article here that I wanted to read regarding South Korea was pushing back, maybe in this section here. They're pushing back a lot of planes coming in from Russia and China. I'll find that maybe if you guys go another round, I'll try to find that. But here's one on Austria. Now, Austria and I guess it's, let's see, the Austria. Those are the two places that have gone crazy over this COVID-19 lockdown. It says in Vienna, Austria, announced a new national lockdown and a plan to mandate vaccinations as coronavirus infections hit, forcing the government to walk back promises that such blanket shutdowns were a thing of the past. Imposing a mandate would give Austria one of the world's most strictest or stringent vaccine requirements. Chancellor Alexander Schwarzenberg said that those who didn't comply would likely be fined, but gave no other details. Vaccinations in Austria have plateaued at one of the lowest rates in Western Europe, and the hospitals in heavily hit states have warned that their intensive care units are reaching capacity. And earlier this month, Schwarzenberg indicated a full lockdown would not be needed and instead imposed the restrictions only on those not vaccinated. So they're changing their mind making sure they're saying that everyone has to be vaccinated there in Austria. The lockdown will start Monday and initially will last for 10 days when it will be reevaluated. Schwarzenberg said starting February the 1st, the country will also make vaccinations mandatory. Through the chancellor gave few details about what he meant or how it would work, increasing the vaccination rate, and I think we're all in agreement on this, is that the only way to break out of this vicious cycle of viral waves and lockdown discussion for good, Schwarzenberg said. Well, I've got news for Mr. Schwarzenberg. The vaccine or the shot does not work. It does not keep you from getting the COVID-19, sir. It has been proven here in the U.S. And matter of fact, there's good a chance that you could be taking some poison. So maybe that's what they want. So we'll stop it right there, shoot it back up there to you, and I'll try to find that other article. Maybe I can get it to you about a lot of flights from Russia and China are going astray. Looks like there could be some shoot downs there or some plane shot down over this. But back to you in KAHJLY from N4ROQ on the Liberty Net.
Thank you, Mr. Larry. N4ROQ, KHOI. Appreciate that input. We'll look forward for you on the 73 round. Let me go down to Mr. Brad, if he's still with us. Kilo Echo 4, Whiskey Mike Lima. Mr. Brad, I didn't hear you, but maybe I can hear you on the SDR. Over.
think he was pretty much monitoring there, Bob.
Okay, so he was kind of a one and done. Why don't you give a shout out for if there's any more additional check-ins before I start the 73 round?
Okay, yeah, roger, roger, no problem. All right, so clearly KHLY, this is KG4ZX NFC, and this is the Saturday Night Liberty Net, and I'm relaying for Mr. Bob, our net control for the night. Do we have any other late check-ins or anyone else that would like to participate? Come on in. Alright, I'm hearing nothing there, Mr. Bob, so I guess it's just up to us.
Alrighty, Mr. Jesse, thank you for checking. I appreciate it as my relay. My last article is about good old Colin Kaepernick. You know, the word colon fits that man just perfect. But nevertheless, this is colon, like in rectum, Kaepernick's response to the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict in a tweet on Friday, stating that, quote, "This only further validates the need to abolish our current system," unquote. Again, had that been a black man that would have been attacked by three whites and he would have shot them, then the system would have done justice. But since it was a white man, it's not justice. The former NFL player, who is worthless, also said that the not guilty verdict vindicates the terroristic act of a white supremacist. Kyle was not a white supremacist. He was a 17-year-old kid that was in the a police cadet type training program in his state of Illinois, and thought that he could go and help in Wisconsin. He was not a white supremacist. I hope his lawyers start suing these jackwads. And then the rest of the tweet is, "We just witnessed a system built on white supremacy validate the terroristic act of a white supremacist," Kaepernick tweeted. It's just amazing. It doesn't stop. I guess this Joy, that newscaster, Joy Reid, man, she's a person that you'd like to poke her eyes out. I did see from Officer Tatum that he has some type of a blog about her, but I've not watched it yet. But she went on and on about this white supremacist kid named Kyle Rittenhouse. Again, he was 17. He was there to try to help. He was naive, I'll give you that, to think that he could protect property from crazy BLM rioters. But I think it's interesting they compared on the news that there is a couple, and they are of black descent. They are both attorneys, and they threw Molotov cocktails in New York City police suburban last summer while the two New York City police officers were in the car, and they are on bail still awaiting to have a trial for bombing the police car. But they're out free, but again, it probably was two white officers and these two black attorneys. It's okay. That part of the justice system is okay. Just ask Carl Colin, I think it is rectum. Isn't his name rectum? I think it's rectum. Let me look. It's rectum Kaepernick. Yep, that's it. All righty. With that being said, let me stop by and say hi to Miss Laura and Mr. Marty, and to JTTF, and into IRJ. And let me remind the ones that are listening, LibertyNetRadio.org. Nothing else but .org. You'll end up wandering upon some kind of a site that you don't want to be part of. Alrighty. With that being said, Mr. Clint, the 73 round, thank you for staying with us. KCH-EHR-KAAJOY.
Robert in the Liberty Net. Thank you very much here. I just come across a pretty good article here. I don't know how many of you guys actually listen to a gentleman named Wayne Dupree. He's got his own podcast and everything, and he posts a lot on social media. He's got an article here from his podcast that says, we're analyzing CNN's new, quote, messaging on Rittenhouse. Very concerned about defamation case. You'd think the media would have learned a lesson from the Nicholas Sandman debacle, wouldn't you? You'd think after so many got sued for slander and defamation and had their reputations drunk through the mud, that they'd tread more carefully with the next high-profile right-wing minor. But if you thought that, you'd be wrong, because our media is not a professional group of people who accidentally got it wrong. No, we're a group of mouth-solving propaganda artists and left-wing activists, and they all have the anything goes and the end justifies the means attitude. It's not about news and facts for these vultures. It's about pushing the political message and winning the info and culture war. Because of that, here we go again with a bunch of left-wing fake news peddlers desperately trying to cover their butts as looming defamation cases hang in the air above their clownish heads. And that's exactly what lawyer and independent journalist and filmmaker Mike Kronovich is seeing with CNN's new messaging regarding the Kyle Rittenhouse coverage. Suddenly, CNN now knows all the facts. Hooray! It's not like right-wing media has been reporting on these new facts and sharing them all over the internet for well over a year now or anything like that. Just wait until you see the laundry list of slanderous fake news items CNN's been pushing. The reporter lists them all in the clip. And then she announces how they can suddenly correct the record. Amazing timing, CNN, you shameless propaganda peddlers. So, I'm going to say right now that what we all know is that Rittenhouse is going to be a wealthy young man, and he deserves it. And the reporter who filed this piece responded to the tweet by Mr. Kronovich and said that nobody told her what to say. Too bad someone didn't tell her what to say a year ago, when her network was once again spreading lies, misinformation, and defaming a minor's character. Something they seem to do regularly. No wonder they have horrific ratings. I have a feeling Team Kyle is already getting ready to unleash a biblical amount of lawsuits. By the way, which I heard he has. Sounds like he's already retained the same attorney the Sandman had. Biblical model lawsuits on these fake news peddlers and propaganda artists, and I will be on the sidelines cheering them on. I hope he sinks all those people. And I think Marjorie Greene posted something on Twitter saying that he can sue Biden because Biden's not legally our president. He's not legit. And I don't care if he was, I'd sue him anyways. If I was Kyle, I would sue everybody and I would own them all and make them close up shop. Anyways, back to you, Robert. KCA-BHR.
Well, thank you, Clint. And an interesting piece to that, KCA-EHR, when Joe Biden made the first comment when it happened, Joe Biden was a private citizen running for the presidential office. He wasn't a senator. He was a goof. He wasn't in any political office. He was a goof still. So, yes, he would definitely be able to sue him for defamation of character because he basically said he was a white supremacist and a militia person. So that would be wonderful if he does. This young man, his life has changed. Again, he took the life of two other people, which is a very difficult thing to have done. So his life has changed. Oh, shucks, my SDR just timed out. I hate when that happens. But all righty, Mr. Clint, thank you. Down to Mr. Jesse for the 73 round. KG4, ZX and the C. KAH, A, O, and a Y.
Hey, very good, Bob. And thank you again for running the net tonight. I'd like to go ahead and thank you for that, because without you, it wouldn't be much of a net, Bob, so thank you. And Mo, you sounded good out here tonight. I just want to make sure you hear me as well, and sounding good, Mo. God bless you. Let's see, this is KG4ZXC out of the Road Across State, Pennsylvania, and this is the Saturday Night Liberty Net. I also would like to go ahead and thank Mr. Marty into IRJ, Ms. Laura into JTTF, and Mr. Paul for doing the recordings. I hope the band holds up good enough to do a decent recording, but we know how that works sometimes, so hey, Paul, we understand. Thank you, sir. Let's see, this is the 73 round. Oh, yeah, and you can go to our webpage, which is libertynetradio.org, and you can get in there in the chat area and voice your opinion through it. And, it's a lot of good information on there, guys. So, yes, that's radio. LibertyNetRadio.org. I better get that right. LibertyNetRadio.org. And do not type anything else in or you'll be surprised. Alright, well, let's see. For my 73 round, I got this one article, and everybody knows probably about it, but I'm going to say it anyway. And this is off of Gateway Pundit. Little girl defends herself as creepy Joe Biden creeps on her. Yeah. Oh, creepy Joe's at it again. Joe Obama, pardoned the National Thanksgiving Turkey. Can't pardon because he ain't a president. Anyway, Thanksgiving turkey, peanut butter, and alternate jelly at the White House Friday afternoon. Following the annual turkey pardon, Creepy Joe walked the crowd where he was touching and sniffing the kids again. You know, I wouldn't let this SOB touch my dog. Let's go, Brandon. Anyway, who does this kind of crap? The last girl Biden creeped on wasn't having it and defended herself. The little girl didn't want Biden in her personal space, and instead of leaving her alone, Biden kept getting in her face and poking her. And there's a video of it, and you can see her retaliating and trying to get away from this douchebag. So, there's another one for Creepy Joe. And by the way, they didn't give him a cognitive test when they done his colonoscopy. So, they went in the wrong direction what they done. So, that's my personal comment. Alright, well, very good, Bob. Thank you again. And everybody who's participated tonight on the Saturday Night Liberty Net is honored to be here and help out like always. And I hope everybody has a blessed evening and a blessed night. That's my comment for now, and I'll stick around to the end, Bob. And this is KG4ZXC out of Vernon Frog State of Pennsylvania. Once again, to the Saturday Night Liberty Net, back to Bob, KHJOY.
Comment. All righty, Jesse. Well, earlier on in the net, we talked about that colonoscopy, and you said that Joe didn't know his butt from a hole in the ground. Do you think they found mud up there?
Well, it could be quite possible, but it probably stinks to high heaven.
Well, he shared some of his flatulence with the queen over there in, or the princess. I think it was the princess of one of those English colonies.
Yeah, roger that. Hey, stand by real quick, Bob. I think I heard a station trying to check in.
Hey, Bobby, this is Clint, KC-80H. I was going to make an additional comment about what you just talked about Creepy Joe trying to get a kiss in that girl, over.
You copy, Clint?
Negative. My SDR signed out.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and hand it. He's got a comment he wanted to add real quick.
Go right ahead.
All right, take it away, Clint.
Well, Bobby, I saw a video of that, too, when he was trying to move in on that little girl. And that girl, like you said, had nothing to do with him. She couldn't get far enough away from him. The mom was holding the girl, and that girl did like a karate chop to kind of push him away. It was classic. And, you know, when they checked his cognitivity, when they did the rectum exam on him, well, he's pooped for brains. So they probably did check his brains when they're down there checking on him. Anyways, back to you. Thank you very much, KC-80HR.
Hi, very good, Clint. KC-8 Echo Hotel Romeo. This is Mr. Clint out of Michigan. He just made a comment on the video. Oh, and that, by the way, that's on Gateway Pundit, so it's probably one of the top articles there, guys, if y'all want to look at it. And it goes, gives a video, and if you watch it, Clint reminded me that, yeah, the little kid does a little karate chop toward him while the little girl's mom was holding her toward Creepy Joe. So, hey, check it out. Hey, this is KG4ZXC. Back to Bob. Hey, J-O-Y.
Yep, good old Sippy Cup Joe sniffing the children. Kind of amazing. All righty, Mr. Jesse, let me go down to Mr. Moe for the last time. Mr. Moe, KD0RSA, KAHJOY.
KD0RSA, Moe out here in Nebraska. Well, that doctor, all of a sudden his name has slipped my mind, that pushed this COVID vaccine and stuff. I heard on the radio today that he's pushing it from the cradle to the grave. That sounds like the sucker. I hope it gets him to the grave. Excuse my language there. Anyway, why downtown here on the desk, so I go in there once in a while to see who passed away and what have you. And lo and behold, there's about six of them. All within, 65, pushing up just into 70 years old. They've all passed away. Three of them I knew quite well, I thought. And I didn't think there was that much wrong with them until they took the shots. But anyway, there was about six of them that just flat out died within a week and a half. So I guess they all took the shot about the same time. That'd be the only thing I know. Because I know the one had blood clots, and the other two I don't know for sure, but you could imagine that it was because they weren't sick before. So that goes on here. So I'll just, this will be my 73, Bob. And I'll turn it back to you, and you guys keep your powder dry. KD0RSA, back to you, Bob, over.
Roger, roger. Well, Mr. Moe, stay healthy, and you're right. They want that shot. They've given us two shots. Now there's a third booster, and they're talking about there'll be a booster every year because this vaccine, this thing they call a vaccine, but it's the Fauci algae, definitely interrupts the immune system. So from the cradle to the grave. So, yep, stay healthy, Mr. Moe. And you're right, keep your powder dry. We might need it. KD0RSA, KHOI. Down to Mr. Larry, N4ROQ. Mr. Larry, what are your final thoughts? Over.
Okay. Thank you, Bob. Thanks for running the net there and Jesse helping out also. Both of you guys are coming in good here in Tennessee. And here Mo out there good. Good to hear you, Mo, if you've got a copy on me. And
So here and everyone pretty good. Quint, you're sounding good, but you're just a tad off frequency, but I'm not sure which way. I didn't ping the receiver, but you did a little bit. Does sound like you're some way or the other, but I just thought I'd let you know in case you wanted to. But we can hear what you're saying, and just tad off.
Okay, here's an article regarding Canada approves Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for kids. Here's Canada is getting involved in this 5 to 11 age group here. Halifax, Nova Scotia. Canada's health regulator approved Pfizer's kid size COVID-19 shot on Friday. Health Canada authorized the shots for children ages 5 to 11. As in the U.S., the doses will be just a third of the amount given to teens and adults. Canada's National Advisory Committee on Immunization has suggested that countries, provinces offer the two doses at least 8 weeks apart. The government agency said the vaccine is 90.7% effective in preventing COVID-19 in kids, and no serious side effects were identified. Now, when all this stuff has been going on for a long time, they said the kids just weren't susceptible to COVID-19. Now they've changed their mind and they're wanting to shoot up everybody. And remember that Pfizer, Bill Gates and is involved in this shot. And he has a lot of money put into it there for a military organization that's involved in the shot itself there. And I think this could bring it right up. But it's a military group that does vaccines and also other military parts and supplies a lot of stuff to the military, and they are involved in this shot also. So a lot of people don't know that, but that was well known at the very first when it first came out, and they shut it all down. They didn't want anything be said about the military and Bill Gates' involvement in the shot. So just remember that there's some other people involved in this shot. Okay, here's an article. Let's see. Here it is. I'll read this one about the inflation. There's a lot of stuff involved in this U.S. inflation, and it's at its 31-year high. Americans are feeling the pinch in just about every facet of daily life. There's been plenty of finger pointing from both sides. That's the point of mine at the organization that's in there now. Trump had everything running pretty smooth. And people back to work, and he found out right quick. He was smart enough to know right quick that shutting everything down was the wrong thing to do. You need to keep everything running. The vehicles are piling up because of the new vehicles are piling up because of the transistor shortage, IC shortage, whatever it is. They can't sell them because they can't get enough parts. So they're in big trouble, along with a lot of others. I went out here the other day to get some parts for my backpack blower, and we haven't been able to get parts now for a long time. So we don't have parts for anything anymore. So just remember, that's what happens when you shut down and shut down the economy. Okay, let's see. President Joe Biden has acknowledged the inflation hurts America's pocketbook. But he said his $1 trillion infrastructure package, including spending on roads, bridges, and ports, would help ease supply bottlenecks. Well, that infrastructure bill that he passed for just very little
for infrastructure. It was mainly for things that the Democrats wanted. I think Bill read that on one of the other nets a few days ago, maybe the Wednesday night net, or the last week's net, very little infrastructure was in this big bill that they said it was for infrastructure. That's what the Democrats are good for. They had all these other stuff. And then they say, well, we got to have this infrastructure bill, and along with it, everything else that we want. Okay, why are grocery prices so high?
There are a lot of reasons for the high grocery bills. They say
labor shortages, supply chain bottlenecks, and strong customer demand have driven up the cost of other goods and services, tossing the wild cards, plaguing the food industry, extreme weather, particularly heat and drought, that has curtailed crop yields, and also the Biden administration has been paying people with farms to destroy their crops, so we'll have a shortage. That is absolute truth. A surge in exports, COVID-19 outbreaks in meatpacking plants. Meanwhile, worker shortages, restaurants have pushed up wages and the cost of dining out. There are still fewer factory, warehouse, and port workers. Dozens of container ships are stuck in the waters near the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, California. I never heard that they were stuck. I heard they were just sitting there waiting to unload, so I'm not sure about that. California waiting to unload cargo. The cost to lease a shipping container for a delivery from China has increased to $20,000. That's the cost to lease a shipping container for delivery from China has increased to $20,000. So they're gonna start packing it to us now, I think, from the cost of these containers are going up. They're gonna really go up on the price of products. Let's see, here it says cars are one of the leading items. Also behind the spike are items such as hotel rates and airline fares, which plunged last year in the early days of the pandemic and rose sharply from those lows this year as demand returned. Supply chain bottlenecks with COVID-19 related worker absences at factories and ports still high are also leading to low supplies and higher prices for consumer electronics, appliances, and many other products. The crunch comes on top of a semiconductor shortage and parts supply disruptions that have meant low inventories and higher prices for cars. Now listen to this. The average sales price of a new vehicle hit a record $42,802 in September, breaking the record at $41,528 set in August. J.D. Power said, that's up nearly 19% from a year ago. From last year, since Biden took office, the price of vehicles is up almost 20%. What role did the stimulus play? I might go through all that. That looks like that's pretty much everything that I can see on that. And here's the article that I promised regarding the jets enter South Korean buffer zone. This comes from USA Today, Seoul, South Korea. South Korea said Friday they scrambled fighter jets to respond to a group of Russian and Chinese warplanes. Yeah, this kind of looks funny. We got Russian and Chinese warplanes that have entered its air buffer zone unannounced. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said it detected 7 Russian and 2 Chinese military aircraft in the country's air defense identification zone off its eastern coast.
anticipating the news, South Korea has already sent fighter jets and other aircraft to the area to prevent accidental clashes, but the Russian and Chinese planes left without breaching South Korea's territorial airspace, the Joint Chiefs of Staff said. China later told South Korea through a military communication channel that the flights were part of its routine military exercises with Russia. So we're having exercises flying around South Korea. We assess the current situation of the joint exercise between China and Russia, and additional analysis is needed, the Joint Chiefs of Staff said in a statement. The Russian Defense Ministry said in a statement Friday that the Russian military was conducted joint aerial patrols with China on Friday. Air and air group consisting of two Tu-95MS strategic bombers of the Russian Aerospace Forces and two HUN-6K strategic bombers of the Air Force of the People's Liberation Army of China carried out aerial patrols over the waters of the Sea of Japan and the East China Sea. The ministry said the joint patrol was carried to further develop Russian-Chinese relations, improve coordination between the two armed forces, and for strengthening global strategic stability. Now, what don't you bet? These people are flying together and having joint exercises together. They're just like a pack. If you fight one of them, you're probably going to have to fight both. So it'd be a pretty good load to fight Russia and China together. So anyway, interesting there. I'm glad the band sounded like it straightened out. So it might have been that big amp Jesse's got up there. Just knocked the on-steer for a loop there and got everything straightened out.
I believe it was, Jesse.
You guys take care. We'll look for you on Wednesday night on the Liberty Net. Thanks for running that again, and Bob and Paul for doing this recording. So y'all take care. Have a good week there until Wednesday. And this is Larry in Tennessee, KA8JLY, Bob from N4ROQ, Larry in Tennessee. Thanks for the net.
Roger, Larry. I have to ask, are you still running 100 watts? Because you are 25 over S9 to me right now.
Yeah, I'm still barefooted. I'm on a little bigger radio than 100 watts, but I'm still barefooted.
Absolutely amazing. You are sounding great. The band has definitely turned around. Kind of weird. Alrighty, let me check and see if Brad is here one last time. Kilo Echo 4, Whiskey Mike Lima, Mr. Brad in Virginia. Did you move along?
Yes, I'm still here. As a matter of fact, I got to stay behind and listen to the entire night tonight. And I appreciate every one of you that takes the time to
All righty, sir. Thank you for staying with us. Appreciate it. Glad to have you with us. Wednesday and Saturdays, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, this frequency. So, with that being said, do I have anybody that'd like to make a last comment before I close the window?
KQ4N, late check in.
Hey, Mr. Reed. Say the call again slowly so I can type it.
Okay, it's Kilo Quebec 4, Echo November. Yeah, I was sleeping on the couch. I have a cold. You can probably tell it my voice, but did anybody mention the eight-year-old in Florida that was suspended 30-some times for not wearing a mask and gave a speech to the school board? Did anybody tell about that?
No, we haven't. No one talked about it. The only one was talked about was the young lady that was kind of karate chopping Sleepy Sloppy Joe as he was sniffing her. But so go ahead, bring it to us.
Oh, gosh, I missed that. Yeah, I was uh, I was trying to get on here, but my amplifier was going wild. I keyed up, and it was slammed over to the right. I hooked the ground wire up to it. I was behaving. But, yeah, those eight-year-old, she gave a speech to the school in Florida. They suspended her 38 times. Her name is Fiona, and she wrote a speech, and she said she did it herself. And just the audience just had an uproar when she said, "I think she should all go to jail." And they just clapped and clapped. And it was wonderful. And I've listened to it twice, and I'm going to listen to it again. She needs a mention. And Ron DeSantis got on Fox News and was defending her. And it's turned out great. Everybody's so proud of her. I don't see her last name here, but I think she needs the mention. That's all I got. Thanks. Y'all guys sound good. I love to hear you. This is KQ4N. I'm in Moxville, North Carolina.
Roger, roger. We agree. Well, if you get on Netlogger, or even if you don't, Mr. Clint has it, thegatewaypundit.com, and it's Little Girl Defends Joe Biden Creeps video. So thegatewaypundit.com, Little Girl Defends Herself Against Joe Biden Creeps.
That's great. I got to look it up.
Roger, roger. All righty, Reed, thank you for jumping in here late. We appreciate it. Any other comments before I wind this up?
One last comment, Bob, KG4ZX.
Go ahead, Mr. Jesse.
Hey, well, you know, Larry was talking about me blowing a hole in the ionosphere to make the signals work tonight. Well, I guess maybe something did happen there. Thanks, Larry. Always good to hear your comments as well. Hope you and the family are doing great. He mentioned that the ships are all waiting to be unloaded off the port of California and all. Well, I think they're ready to unload Chinese soldiers or UN soldiers. I think that's what they're waiting on. They ain't waiting on anything else, Bob. They're waiting to unload so they can attack us. And I believe that's a factual statement. I am not, that's my personal opinion, but I believe that's what's going on. Alright, this is KG4ZXC back to KHJOY. Thanks for running the net again, Bob, and thanks everybody for being here tonight. God bless each and every one. Back to you, Bob.
Alrighty, well, if you look up Smokehouse Studios, the gentleman's name is Greg. He is a ham. He's a truck driver. He is a real Bible-believing trucker. And he has a blog. I guess it's a blog or a vlog. Let's see. There's no video, so it'd be a blog. Every Saturday, and a couple Saturdays ago, he had one about the containers and actually showed dramatization photos of containers that the container lid opens up like a door, like a pantry door, and rockets lift up from allegedly container ships sitting out in the ocean. So he doesn't have pictures of the actual ships doing it, but it's dramatizations of the type of technology that's available and that could be sitting out there in the Pacific Ocean. Over.
Well, you know, Bob, it would not surprise me because they've already sent millions of fake IDs in this country. They've been caught shipping gun parts into this country for fully automatic weapons. They've been caught doing that and among many different things. And with this this creepy Joe administration going on, nothing would surprise me. So God bless everybody and keep your powder dry, because I really feel
that it ain't going to be long, because these people are trying to kill us, America. They're trying to kill us. They're trying to take care of us. We have medical tyranny also going on among many different fronts, and everybody needs to be vigilant. Thanks, Bob. Back to you. K-A-J-O-Y.
All righty. Well, I have to say, you know, we've talked a lot about this shot, the Fauci-ouchie. Isn't it amazing that Fauci, George Soros, Bill Gates, Joe Biden, Kamala, Pelosi, all these people that are so much for the Fauci-ouchie, but none of them have gotten sick from it. The only one that we are questioning is that crazy governor in California. He disappeared for about 11 days after his second Fauci-ouchie. But it just makes me wonder, did they really get the Fauci-ouchie, or did they get placebo? But that's just my thought. Thank you, everyone, for being with us tonight. And to JTT, and to IRJ, KC8EHR, KC8ZX in the C, KD0RSA, N4ROQ, KE4WML, and KQ4EN. And Mr. Paul, thank you for the recordings. Appreciate it. With that being said, as I close the window on this night's Liberty Net, which I didn't think was going to get going, I want to wish Mrs. Calabash a good night wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers that are possibly listening. A special thank you and a rest in peace to Silent Keys, W1WCR, Mr. Victor, W9FAM, Mr. Vern, KE8INE, Mr. Jim, KN4CF, Mr. Robert, N3GVA, Mr. Mike, W2WCW, Mr. Frank, W8MTB, Mr. Harvey, KA4GAR, Mr. Harrison, KB2DYD, Mr. Dennis, KE2LO, Mr. Eugene, KI2J, Mr. Mike. I know there was an additional one that I have not put in my list yet that Marty told me about. I have to get on that. It is my prayer for God to bless this great country. God bless America, our first responders, our nurses, and our soldiers and sailors and airmen. With that being said, this is Kilo Alpha 8, Juliet, Oscar, and a Yankee. Good night. Good night.
Hey, just quick comment to everybody, just so you know that Jerry Nadler is talking about taking could face federal charges. And so keep an eye on that. And also, Maxwell.
Charles to protect the Constitution.
On the 28th, I think. And they're not allowing videos, probably because they don't want the general public to hear the names that she's going to drop. Anyway, 7-3, everybody. Good job, Robert. Thank you very much, Jesse. God bless everyone. 7-3 and good night. KC8BHR.
All right, 73, guys.
KC3, protect the Constitution.
Hey, come on in for a
second. I was shocked to hear you still on, but if anybody's there, have a good evening. God bless. Take care, KC3 PTC, protect the Constitution, clear.